the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This is the worst thing that's happened since probably 1917. This is very bad.
Parents seeking an answer. Their common bond was fear. The scenes they had watched all suggested LSD.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with another hour of great 60s underground rock music. So wherever you are, may this episode provide you with some relief from the troubles in the world at this time. Retrospect episode 440. This episode, we are taking a look again at proto-psychedelia. Got underway with an English band called The Executive. A release on CBS, May 1968, 7-inch 45. The A-side of that release called Tracy Took a Trip. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Here's a set of entirely American proto-psychedelia. Pictured information about this next band up on our Instagram and Facebook. They are called the What's New from Orlando, Florida. Bizarrely, they only had their records released in France on a small label called Number One Records after receiving an offer of a deal to record in Paris. So they released 2 4-track EPs. This track is off the second one of those. It is called Up So High, this is the What's New. Rock and psychedelia.
Stop your belly aching, 'cause you don't have the making to be my girl like you want to do. To be my girl like you want to do. Stop your belly aching, 'cause you don't have the making to be my girl, so go cry boo-hoo. To be my girl, you just can't be you, 'cause we're not on the same track. We're not on the same track. Same old thing. If it were 1%, but what it seems intriguing me the way it should. Begging you to do some good, to do some good, know it all the time. We're not on the same. Right from wrong, the fun is gone, but it's not gone long. just calculate what's right from wrong, right from wrong.
Hippies are at it again. The police arrested 8 more last night up on the strip.
Oh, Daddy, you're always picking on them. Mary was there and she said they didn't do a thing. It was the police. And it says right here that alcohol does more harm to your nervous system. Only the alcohol lobby doesn't want that known.
Stop reading that underground trash and pay more attention to your homework.
Oh, come on, darling. I never got good grades and I caught a husband.
I'll call you later from the club, dear.
Proto-psychedelia tracks out of the States. The What's New with Up So High. Then a band called The Charlatans. Most of their material pulled together by Big Beat Records, a 1996 compilation. Largely made up of tracks recorded August 1965, a demo session for Autumn Records, and a recording session for Karma Sutra Records, also a July 1967 demo session, and a 1968 studio session. So The Amazing Charlatans with We're Not On The Same Trip. Wrapping that set of proto-psychedelia, pictured information of this band up on our Facebook and Instagram as well. They're called Substantial Evidence, a side of a 1968 7-inch released on their own label, Groovy Grape Records. The track also appears on Psychedelic States, Mississippi in the 60s. The Substantial Evidence with Death Angel.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, we're staying in the States for this set as well. Here is a band, I don't think I've ever had them on the show before. Out of New Orleans, they're called Peabody. Very, very rare release. Both sides of the 45 written by Mike Presti, who before joining the band Peabody was a member of a band called the Zoofs. Peabody had also been known as Lady Chatterley's Lovers. So this is Peabody on Busy Bee Records from 1968, the track Days of Rest.
If you bought this record to learn how to speak hip from a record man, that is the squarest thing I ever heard of. I mean, wow. But look, so like you bought it, you must need it. So that was a smart move, you know what I mean, or something?
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of hip.
Just relax, baby. Me and this other cat, we're going to straighten you out.
This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
What time is it? I gotta make a phone call.
Shh. The twilight world of the American hipster is an important American subculture with a language all its own. To enable you to speak this language of hip exactly like the hipsters themselves, we've provided an actual hipster to teach you the correct pronunciation and delivery of his language.
Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, your instructor, Mr. Geets Romo.
Look, this is going to be a long session, man. Let's head out for some pizza or something.
Mr. Romo, would you speak into the microphone, please?
I just want to say this is a wonderful thing, what you're doing, you know? So the public can pick up on what's happening, like, you know? Straighten everybody out and let them know where this whole other scene is, where it's at. You know, so everybody will stop coming on all the time. And then we'll get, you know, world peace.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Strawberry is her name. Waiting in line is her daily game. Wait at the school and wait in the store. Starting today, she'll wait no more. Today is Strawberry's Tuesday. Today is her good news day. She's on the standing in line.
Come the troggs.
Hey there, little Miss Mary. Don't be contrary. I only wanna be friends with you. Come out of your garden into my yard, and there's some Coca-Cola waiting for two. Just me and you. If your mama says no, daughter, you can't go. Just tell your mama what they're saying on the radio.
Things go better.
When the boy is only trying to be nice, your flowers ain't growing. There's nothing showing to keep us from each other. When fun goes better and food goes better and things go better, you're fine. I only wanna have a Coca-Cola with you, 'cause there ain't nothing else on my mind. Hey there, little Miss Mary. You'll never get tired of that song.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, looking at Proto Psychedelia for episode 440. Four tracks out of the States. Peabody with Days of Rest. Then a curio off a Mercury Records release from 1959. It's a record that explores the secret language of the hipster and treats it as a foreign language. So sort of a parody of the Beat Generation or Beatnik subculture. It is called How to Speak Hip, by Del Close and John Brent. Then we had, from Milwaukee, the Sidewalk Skipper Band. They recorded 245s for Capitol Records. They were kind of a little bit too late to cash in on the psychedelia thing. The band went no further. Milwaukee's Sidewalk Skipper Band with Strawberry Tuesday, And then on Hyperbolic Records, 7-inch 45 from a band called The Minority, B-side of that 45 called High Flyer. That track appears on Psychedelic States Florida in the 1960s, Volume 3. Global Proto Psych is up next. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
Well, this band formed in La Paz, Bolivia in 1967, emerging out of a band called Los Vandalos from Santa Cruz and a band called The Firehearths, also from La Paz. Recorded their first album in 1968. They are called Los Donkeys. Released a bunch of singles and EPs from 1968 through to 1971. Los Donkeys, LSD.
Community Access Radio is getting hip to the trip of the psychedelic experience here on Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
Thank you.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Show. Proto Psychedelia episode is packed full of global psych, and that set was a great example. Bolivia's Lost Donkeys with LSD. Then a band called Lost Rockets. You can read more about them on our Instagram and Facebook. We had the B-side of a 7-inch 45 released in 1968 on Holiday Records. Lost Rockets also had a 1968 LP called La Tortuga Morada, one of the first and most relevant rock bands from Nicaragua. Regular performers at a legendary venue called La Tortuga Morada, and they owned their own club called The Happening. Lost Rockets with El Moña Loco. Then we had Mike and the Runaways, also known as the Beat Mixers. Mike, also known as Mike Rat. He was in fact Mike Kennedy, but really his name was Michael Volker Kergel, German singer. Mike and the Runaways had three releases: a live album 1965, a 7-inch EP 1965, and then a later single from 1968. So Mike and the Runaways. We had Corazon, Leno de Mal from Germany's Mike and the Runaways, their cover of the Yardbirds, Heart Full of Soul. Plenty more global proto-psych coming up soon. You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating, so why don't I have a high approval rating?
Here's a band out of Sweden, formed in Gothenburg, 1963. Hugely successful in Sweden. 13 top 20 singles. They were very much influenced by British mod music, particularly the Small Faces. Between 1965 and 1967, they had 5 studio albums and one of the very first psychedelic rock albums ever recorded. That was called Extra Extra. The band is called Tages, and this, I think, is their best-known track, Fuzzy Patterns.
Are disturbing your mind. Fuzzy patterns of a different kind. Fuzzy patterns which are so hard to find. Shapeless figures are formed in your head. Shapeless figures which are driving you mad. Shapeless figures telling things that are true.
days. Far distant voices which are causing you tears. Far distant voices make you feel so distracted. Fussy patterns are disturbing your mind. Fussy patterns of a different kind. Fussy patterns which are so hard to find.
So I just say this, it's a disgraceful thing, and that should be an impeachable event, I guess.
Descalzo por la calle, gritar es otro gran deporte, que nadie quiere ya perderse. Bailar en todas las fiestas, encontrar la novia, buscar por la noche. Soportar este calor que consume a la ciudad. No, 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 yo no puedo más. Quiero que tú me comprendas que son ya pasadas las 14, me voy. Yo no puedo aguantar el verano en la ciudad, el verano en la ciudad. Acá quiere todo el mundo que tomarse un vaso de refresco. El agua ya se ha terminado y no queda nadie que pueda bañarse. Golpeando por todas las puertas, todos van gritando, vamos a la playa. Soportar este calor que consume a la ciudad. No, 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 yo no puedo más. Quiero que tú me comprendas que son ya pasadas las 14, me voy. Yo no puedo aguantar el verano en la ciudad, el verano en la ciudad. Bailar en todas las fiestas, encontrar a la novia, buscar por la noche. Soportar este calor que consume a la ciudad. No, 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 yo no puedo más. Quiero que tú me comprendas que son ya pasadas las 14, me voy. Yo no puedo aguantar el verano en la ciudad, el verano en la ciudad.
This is drummer Rick Sorcy from the original Cave Dwellers, hailing from Chicago. You're rocking to the Garage Punk Sound with host Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Rock and roll!
We had Sweden's Tages, top of that set. You can read more about them on our Facebook page and Instagram. Just look for Retrospect Garage Punk and you'll find them. So Tages with Fuzzy Patterns. Then, from Bogota, Colombia, the Silver Thunders. There's very little information about this band because none of the members can really remember the details. But they did convene for 3 or 4 hours a week over several months of 1968 in a studio in Bogota. Recording tape was expensive, but they did get some tracks down. It's pretty crude stuff. And I've been waiting to find a place to put their cover of Summer in the City. So this Proto Psych episode seemed like the place. So Columbia's The Silver Thunders with Summer in the City. Then wrapping the set, Lay Vikings on Disco Mad Records. Released sometime in the very early 1970s, a track that was the B-side of a single called Tongava Maro Zalaha Eh, we had the B-side, Lola Lola. Now there were two different bands called Lay Vikings, the other band though, more of a Caribbean music band, this Lay Vikings from Madagascar.
Smoke, smoke, everywhere was smoke, everybody was smoking marijuana.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Here's a band that began in Valparaiso, Chile. They're called Los Max, formed in 1962, came to the attention of local radio stations. Original recordings 1965 for RCA, influenced by The Shadows, The Kinks, The Stones, The Beatles, also a little bit of Bob Dylan, also very much influenced by Sgt. Pepper, and in 1967 released their own psychedelic album called Kaleidoscope Men. This is Los Max from Chile. El amor, después de los 20 años.
Thank you.
60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I think that I love records.
That's a bit of Turkish psych from Barış Manço and Kegisizlar on Cyan Records from 1968, 7-inch 45, B-side of that 45 called Trip to a Fair. Barış Manço, actually Mehmet Barış Manço, Turkish rock musician, singer, songwriter, composer, actor, TV producer and TV show host. Pioneer of rock music in Turkey and one of the founders of what's called the Anatolian rock genre. Great piece of proto-psych to wrap this episode 440 of Retrospect. Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget, back episodes available everywhere. Share them with your friends. And I'd appreciate your like on Instagram and Facebook. Wrapping the show, of course, with an instrumental from the Zachary Thacks from Corpus Christi, Texas. This one's from a compilation on Sunday's Records called Form the Habit. This is the Zachary Thacks with Footsteps Jam. And I'm Phil Gray from Retrospect. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, a horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.